Well, we spent 8 months prior to the U.S. Open getting the golf course in condition, in addition to the last 7 years getting it prepared for the U.S. Open. But once we opened up again July 1st of 17, and ever since then, so all of 17 and then the entire year of 2018, the golf course is in excellent condition. The greens run on a daily basis. We're open 7 days a week, around 11, sometimes 11 and a half, sometimes 10 and a half, depending on the weather conditions. When you get hot and humid days, we slow them down because you don't want to lose them. But, Roy, you just played today, and you saw the fairways were in perfect condition. The one thing that we've worked on very hard in the fairways, and that is the poinsettia that creeps into everywhere. We took out 4,500 plugs of little poinsettia spots on the greens a year ago before the U.S. Open, and then plugged them with bent grass. Those you can't even tell. That only took about 2 weeks to heal. We've done the same thing on the fairways. The only thing on the fairways is the little spots of bent grass, but that's unavoidable because when you have bent grass greens and tees, it gets on your spikes and it tracks out into the fairway. And bent grass is a root system that spreads underground, so it might be a spot that's 1 foot in diameter this year, and it might be 15 inches next year. So we went out last fall, and we killed 3,500 little spots of bent grass, and then went back and hand verticut, and then hand seeded fescue. The fairways, there's still some spots of bent, might get a little bit of pull, that's going to happen, but it doesn't really affect the lie that you're going to have if you're good enough to hit the fairway. And as you know, we've spent 8 years trying to get the native areas to where they are. And, I mean, at this time of year, which we just played, it's October, they get trampled down from play over the last 5 months. But you play out here in June, July, August, and you hit it sideways, you got to chop it out with a wedge.
You know, when you look at the golf course, I know there's been a couple of little changes that you've done since Brooks Koepka walked away with the U.S. Open trophy. Tell us about that, and what also might change before 2019?
Well, you know, Brooks, he was a total of 16 under. The second place was 12 under. Seven of the top 10 players in the world missed the cut. And you'll hear or read that Aaron Hills played too easy. Well, that proves that it wasn't that easy. Brooks Koepka just played a marvelous tournament. I mean, he drew ball long, which, as you know, he can drive it 320. His irons were right on, and his putter was really hot that day. Curtis Strange told us that at the party on Tuesday night, it's the best greens he's seen in 40 years of U.S. Open. And so when you get greens that are this pure, and these guys can read the greens and they can hit it where they're looking, they're going to make a lot of putts. And we also had, for the first time in 25 years, we had four par fives. So we had a par 72. That's the first time since Pebble Beach way back in the 80s. So that makes a difference. These guys hit it so far today compared to 25 years ago that they're probably five or six under par on Thursday morning before they even start, because a couple of the par fives are reachable here, even though they're long. Justin Thomas, as we all know, on Saturday, playing 660 yards, hit 3-wood, and then hit another 3-wood, 300 yards to 10 feet, made the putt for an eagle on the 18th hole to shoot 63, the all-time lowest round ever scored in a U.S. Open, 9 under par. But at the same time, seven of the top 10 missed the cut. So you just had to be hitting it straight, and they hit it long, and if you're putting good, the scores were good.
Well, Rich, as we saw today in the 18th hole, there's a commemorative plaque out there in the fairway, and we also saw a new style design on the 9th tee box. Maybe there'll be another change or two by the time the 2019 golf season starts up here at Erin Hills.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the 9th tee, yes, we had five smaller tees. It's a par 3. And so what we did last fall and this spring is we connected a lot of the tees, so we probably doubled our teeing ground. And so the divots are scattered a lot more, and it makes it much more playable on number 9. We're going to do the same thing on hole 4, which is a par 4, but the teeing ground is pretty small. But we are going to do something similar on hole 16, which is a par 3, this fall. So the fall of 18 in preparation of the 19 season. Bunkering, we have no bunkering plans. We just finished hosting the Marquette Invitational. It's the sixth annual. We had some great teams here. Marquette hosted it. Northwestern won the tournament, which is great. We will probably host another Wisconsin State Amateur in 3 or 4 years. We'd like to do one every 6 or 7 years. We also host a high school boys team in the spring before we open. So it's a Saturday. We open on a Monday. So it's the first week in May. And that's 144 high school boys that come and get to play a U.S. Open golf course. 36 teams. And that is a marvelous event. And it's for the charity of the MAC Fund, which is a children's cancer. And they raised last year $75,000. Our goal for 2019 is to get that up to six figures, $100,000 for the MAC Fund, which is a fabulous cause, started by John McLaughlin, the old Bucks player.
Rich, finally, the big question I'm sure that a couple hundred thousand golf fans had that came out here and enjoyed the U.S. Open last year and the U.S. Amateur a few years before that. Any talks with the USGA, and when might they be back again with another event here?
Well, we've hosted three events, Women's Amateur Public Links in 08, U.S. Amateur in 11, of course the Open last year in 17. Aaron Hills and my owner, Mr. Ziegler, is very committed to the USGA, and my guess is going forward that we'll host another event where we're going to stay away from the Ryder Cup, which is at Whistling Straits in 2020. Maybe in 22 or 23, we might host another amateur event, possibly a women's open. And hopefully, we get another U.S. Open. Right now, I think they're committed through 2028, and I believe they've got a couple contracts about ready to sign for 29 and 30. So it might be 2031 before the first opening. Well, the Fescue Rescue, which is a great drink here if you still have some time, one-third Jameson, one-third ginger beer, one-third lemonade in a tall glass with ice and a twist of lemon. That's our standard drink at Aaron Hills. And after you've chopped a rain in Fescue out there, a couple of those at the end of the round taste mighty good.